Hey there, soap fans. This is your latest edition of The Young and the Restless Daily Spoilers for next week, February 20th through 24th, 2023. There's a lot happening in Genoa City and a lot of drama, and there's just a lot to unpack, so let's dig right in. On Monday, February 20th, it's episode 99 of the current season, and Daniel Romolotti is done talking to his daughter, Lucy, and then he's got more time to talk to Heather Stevens, and she's concerned that he is trying to move too fast with Lucy because this is a reconciliation process because there was damage done. And this whole revelation that he's not going to get Heather back and everything has him really down in the dumps, and he'll reach out to Lily Winters. And he even hints that he might abandon his game project. So, which is kind of funny because a lot of fans are saying, if I never heard another thing about Omega Sphere, I'd be thrilled. So we'll see. But that's a lot of fun. And Heather and Lucy are leaving soon. They're not going to stick around. What's really bothersome is that Heather is taking Lucy over to see Paul. And it's another off-screen mention of Paul Williams. And I don't think we're going to see Doug Davidson anytime soon. And that's upsetting to a lot of fans that love the legacy character and don't appreciate his ouster, and but them still name dropping him all the time. Also on Monday, Victor really wants Adam back in the family fold, and so he's confident that they're going to buy Tucker's debt and basically buy his company, because Tucker has turned around and made Victoria this offer, you know, you can just buy my company. And Victor wants to put Adam at the helm of that, where he won't be under Victoria at all and will basically be heading up his own corporation. And that should keep them both mollified to some extent, though knowing Victoria, she would still want Adam back under her thumb as soon as she could make it happen. But they get some bad news, because Victoria, after she talks up buying the company to Nick and Nate, she gets a call that all his debt's been bought. And so now there's nothing to leverage, and whoever this mystery buyer is the one who's going to be in control. And that mystery buyer is Ashley, and she has now got Tucker by the family jewels, so to speak, and she can do what she wants with him. She has flipped the script, so this should be a lot of fun. Also on Monday, Devon Hamilton talks to Christine Williams about repping him. He's looking to go to court to fight Jill and Lily to get his company back, because he doesn't think that this merger and then going public is what Neil Winters would have wanted. So he's ready to take the gloves off and fight. Also, Sally and Nick get the news that the paternity results are in. Then on Tuesday, February 21st, episode 100 of season 50, so that you know, fans in the Mountain and Pacific time zones will likely see the show preempted because of soccer coverage. So CBS should put it on their website for free. Later that day, they should also re-air it in the wee hours of the morning. If you have a subscription to Paramount Plus, you'll be able to see it probably sooner, you know, more like in early, you know, early evening Pacific time on that platform. So and the important thing to know is whenever there's a preemption, you always want to check your DVR, because if everything is hard-coded in and they didn't hard-code in the soccer match and the TV guide basically on your satellite or cable is still showing Young and the Restless, it's going to record part of the soccer match or not record, but then it could screw up your next day's recording. So be sure and go into Wednesday. Wednesday is also going to preemption date, so you actually want to look ahead at like Thursday and Friday and make sure that your scheduled recordings are showing up. And basically, if the file doesn't match the name on your DVR that's already been hard-coded in there, it's very technical, but it may not record. So you may even want to set a manual recording for Thursday and Friday if you are in Mountain and Pacific zones to make sure that you don't miss your soap or just plan on watching it on Paramount Plus later. So on Tuesday, Sally is facing down the barrel of this paternity test result, and so she does some serious thinking about her feelings for her ex, Adam Newman, and her current fling, Nick Newman, who, you know, Adam has declared passionately that he loves her, he wants to marry her, he's in this, even though he, you know, disappointed her. And Nick is being extremely supportive of the pregnancy, but he's never said he loved her or that he wants to spend forever with her. So there's, and of course, if Adam knew about this pregnancy, no doubt he'd be all in. So, excuse me, she's getting ready to face those results, thinking about it. And there's a spoiler picture for next week of Nick standing beside Sally there in her hotel room, and Adam is there and they're facing off. So that feels like either Adam finds out that she's pregnant and is wondering if it's his, or if the DNA results come back and it says that it's his. But we also got a leak from a source who's usually pretty reliable, who said that someone tampers with the paternity test and that it's Sally's BFF, Chloe Mitchell. If Chloe tampered with the test, you know that she would make sure that it's Nick's baby and not Adam's. So we'll see what's that about, because a lot of times that spoiler picture was from the Soap magazine, and a lot of times they will use an old picture and not a new picture, but then put new information on it. So that might not even be a scene from next week. It just really depends. Then on Wednesday, February 22nd in Genoa City, there's more of Ashley tormenting Tucker about owning his company, basically owning him, with all his big talk about, you know, wanting to do this and that for her. He doesn't have the means to. You know, his company's heavily in debt. You know, he may have come in all flashy and on a helicopter and all that, but it looks like that she's got definitely the economic upper hand. And, you know, but she also seems to be kind of falling back under his spell. And Tucker's a real horn dog mess, because he, you know, still wants to go back to friends or not friends with benefits with Audra. And, you know, he's just a rogue. So that should be fun. Also, you might remember that Audra told Tucker that the Newmans wanted information from him. So she was spying, but was doing so openly, hoping that her confidence in him, taking him into her confidence, would let him leak some info. But Victoria doesn't necessarily like that she did that. So Victoria is going to grill Audra about what happened, because she doesn't know yet that Ashley bought it. And she's wondering if Devon bought Tucker's debt because it's his dad, and also to screw over the Newmans, because he knows Victoria was trying to screw them over, Chancellor Winters, by using Nate. So Victoria's barking up the wrong tree with this entirely, but, you know, she wants to know what Audra's up to. So it looks like on Wednesday is when they'll also finally unveil the paternity test results. But they may drag it out another day. It may be a cliffhanger moment. She opens them and, oh my God. And then it's like, you know, cue the music. So we'll see. But let's hope that Wednesday it actually does come out. And remember, also on Wednesday, there's another soccer preemption. So check your DVR. Check your recordings for Thursday to make sure they're good. You may want to set a backup recording or have a backup plan to catch it on Paramount Plus. On Thursday, February 23rd, it's episode 102 of season 50. And Billy Abbott is, you know, kind of untethered. He's not doing anything but hanging out with the boys and, you know, taking Chelsea on non-date dates, spending time with her. And he really needs something else to do. So he approaches Jack Abbott about being his co-CEO. And Jack just lost Adam, you know, from the leadership role over there. And it wasn't just because Kyle was pushing him out with both hands. It was because Adam just wasn't invested. Even Victor picked up on that. You know, other people did, about him selling cosmetics. It's not Adam's vibe or passion. So Jack thinks about it, and he says that if Billy really, really wants this, you know, they could talk about it. But, you know, when Billy has his hands on the reins at Jabot, he doesn't make good decisions. Do y'all remember a few years ago when he was gambling and he bought that Jaboat? The worst name ever, maybe, for a yacht, and then was out partying and doing stuff. So maybe as a co-CEO, but you definitely can't trust Billy to have his hand on the wheel by himself. But Jack's going to think about it, because he knows that Billy needs something to tie him somewhere and give him some accountability. Also, there's Victor following up on a promise that he made. And Victor's promise that he made surely is to Adam about creating an opportunity for Adam that wouldn't have him under Vicky's throne. Now, Adam on Friday, and then again on Monday, he reiterates this ultimatum to Victor. He basically tells him, give me Vicky's job, give me the CEO of Newman Enterprises, and then you'll have me back in your life and, you know, I'll be your back and call boy. But Victor can't do that to Vicky. I mean, he could, and let's be frank, he certainly could and is capable of it, but he's not going to do it. He really wants to have, for Adam to have his own entity that's not under the umbrella, so not Newman Media, but so he's going to follow up. Maybe he's heard that Ashley has it. Maybe he'll go to Ashley and try to buy the company. We'll have to wait and see. Also on Thursday, Kyle Abbott is again asking Summer Newman to forgive him. We heard this again already this past week, and she's just upset because it's just a breach of trust. You know, they have such a weird and rocky background with her blackmailing him into marrying her before so that his love at the time could have her kidney. And they're so messy. So it's kind of fun to see a little messiness again. Going into the weekend on Friday, February 24th, 2023, it's episode 103. And we've got Daniel making a hard choice. So, I mean, Heather left him no choice. Okay. So she's definitely going back to this guy she's fallen for. And it looks like that Lucy's probably going to go with her because that seems to be her safe space right now. So this could be Daniel making a choice about whether to keep on with Omega Sphere and the game platform. And again, fans are just over this. I've said this before when I've been on Soap Podcast that sometimes watching Young the Restless feels like you're at work because there's business meeting after business meeting after business meeting. Like over at General Hospital, which is a hospital-centric show, you know, we're not always in surgery and appointments. And over at Bold and the Beautiful, you know, it's a fashion house, but we're not always watching them with models and pinning up dresses. There's plenty going on. But for some reason, Young and the Restless just likes to have endless meetings. And for me, it's a little PTSD from, like, you know, if you're watching this at the end of a work day, it's like, oh, great, I'm in one more meeting. So let's hope that Daniel just drops this and there's no more business meetings, but we'll see. We'll see. It's clear that he's going to probably beat a path to Lily's door again with them both being single right now. So there's still lots to unpack there, but let's hope they pack that Omega Sphere into its box and stash it away. Also on Friday, Diane Jenkins gets a message that's a little strange, a little cryptic. There's really almost, it's either got to be from Jeremy Stark or it's got to be from Phyllis yanking her chain about Jeremy. So Jeremy, remember, he asked Phyllis to basically work with him to take down Diane because Diane's living the life that Phyllis wants, but that she managed to screw up for herself. So while Phyllis was like, eh, you know, take a hike, I do think that's going to turn around, and I actually am really kind of cheering for the idea of Red and the Rogue getting together and just, you know, burning it all down and just being wild and just villainous. I think that'd be a whole lot of fun. So we'll see. But something new kicks off with Diane getting that message next week, and no doubt it's about Jeremy Stark. Also on Friday, Nate Hastings wants to reconcile with his family, and that's Devon and Lily, but it doesn't work out. Of course it doesn't work out because the guy is not repentant. You know, he might say, oh, sorry, I did that. He doesn't mean it. He is not sorry at all. He's sorry he got caught and that they're mad. But is he sorry about what he did? No, because it landed him this choice gig running Newman Media. And you know, Nate is just a shady, shady dude. And I'm pretty certain very soon he's going to be cheating on Elena with Victoria. Who knows? Maybe with Audra too. But I'm also really excited because it just means more shirtless time for Sean Dominic, who is undeniably gorgeous and is doing a good job at playing someone who's really a villain, but is trying to pretend like he's not. So let's watch and see what happens when he tries to play nice with his family and they again show him the door. So that's the week of Friday, from Monday, February 20th to Friday, February 24th. And remember, Tuesday, Wednesday in Mountain and Pacific time zones, you're going to be preempted and you need to check your DVR and your recordings and make alternate plans in case your cable or satellite system does you dirty and you don't have your recordings when you should. Thank you for listening and join us next time.